You know, I'm buying a rundown trailer.
You are?
Yeah.
I already have a trailer,
but like $3,000.
Why are you buying a trailer?
Okay.
To live in.
Oh, wait, I see. What? That kind of trailer.
Are you kidding me?
No. Okay. I'm going to buy a trailer for $3,000.
You're going to renovate it.
Yep. And it costs me $300 a month.
So you mean an RV?
You're going to buy an
A trailer home.
A trailer home. Yeah. But so you said trailer, and I was like thinking trailer to tow a car or something. No,
I'm like, are you going to be homeless? You're going to be homeless.
No, I'm a buy a trailer house because it only costs me $300 a month. An apartment costs $1,200 a month.
Right.
No thanks.
Where are you going to put the trailer house?
Well, it's already in a trailer park. It's just, it's been empty for like 15 years.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Someone die?
Yeah. He had motorcycles and I guess he hit a deer. He died.
Oh.
So
is it's been family empty. Renting it?
No. It's been empty for 15 years.
Okay.
So I'm gonna buy it, renovate it, and then live in it.
You better like deck that thing out.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna, bro.
You can get your own Wi-Fi and stop complaining.
Welcome to Uninformed. Is there any way we can like share it? We can like try to all work on that? Is there some way we can share it?
Yes. With everyone? Deep dive into it tonight.
Okay. I made the
instead of going to sleep.
I made the Spotify. I'm not sure you guys. I made the Spotify and
you
I
did
also
make the Spotify.
Yeah, I did. Okay. I also came up with a profile picture as well.
It's Max.
I've not made any.
It's Max.
No, it's actually it's actually really good.
Max's face.
I showed Tate it and
I just
did on like ChatGPT.
Yeah, it's pretty basic, but I like it.
Yeah, but like it took me forever to get the font to actually work because I was gonna just throw it in like a Canva or something, but I was too bored. So
yeah,
I just waited and eventually ChatGPT said you have no more pictures. You have to wait another hour.
Oh my gosh! Picture.
So I just created a new account and did the same thing.
Nice. It was a scammer. Scammer gets scammed.
OpenAI wonders why so many of their resources are being used to make pictures. Because people like Max create accounts.
Hey, you do what you got to do.
Yeah.
All right. So jump into it. The episode. Zombie apocalypse scenarios.
Okay.
This is one we've talked about before a lot.
It's too easy. I'm never losing.
So might as well do it right away.
Yeah.
Bro, that's not even a conversation. It's over.
It's over.
I'm just winning, bro. Yeah. I'm winning.
You win. All right. Well, what's your plan when the zombie apocalypse hits? Then.
Well, where are we? Are we in Cocada?
You're just at your house to start.
Okay. Okay. So I'm at my house, and the zombie breakout starts.
It's gonna start like in a major city, probably, or something.
Okay, but U.S. Or like some lab. Or another country.
In like
we'll say like
New York.
Yeah.
And it's working its way.
New York.
And it's working its way to the States.
You have time to prepare.
Nah, this definitely starts in North Korea. Let's be honest, guys.
This has got to start in like India or China.
They're not putting their resources towards like medical the new viruses. towards nukes.
This is India. This is India poverty level stuff.
But India's not starting it. Okay. Well, let's say it starts in New York. We have a maximum of 3 weeks before it hits us. Oh,
3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Maximum of 3 weeks.
Minimum
of 3 days.
Maybe people start a quarantine, you know, just like slow it down.
Yeah.
What I'm doing is I'm going to the local gun store and I'm buying as much ammunition or just stealing, honestly.
Like,
they're not going to stop me.
Everybody else is going to have the same plan.
No. Yeah. I'll be there
Everybody's
first.
Everybody's going to be there.
I'll be there first.
You're probably going to shoot each other. You thought of that?
Yeah, it's going to be like...
I'll kill them all. I don't care.
It's going to be the apocalypse.
If it's me or them, it's me. I'm not running that.
It's me as in you're the one dying?
No, I'm the one killing them. No, but no, that wouldn't happen. People wouldn't kill each other for the first like few months. I feel like
once food supply and like other
once
other
food is gone, everyone's gonna go for food and everyone's gonna go for water and everyone's gonna go for that. No one's gonna think, oh, I need guns.
They know they need weapons, but
they'll go for the guns and not the ammo.
Have you seen any zombie movie ever? I think they're gonna go for the guns.
Exactly, but all I need is ammo. I have guns.
You have okay. I see.
I have guns.
Right. Right.
So if I grab all the ammo while everyone's getting all the guns, then I don't have a problem. I just take all the ammo and I leave.
Everybody's fighting for the guns, and you're just like cleaning out the ammo off the shelves. And
it's
everybody's
gonna be
like
a cartel. It's just gonna be like a resale.
Yeah, you can like deal them. You can like get tons of resources, like bartering ammo.
Exactly.
For like a week's worth of food. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
more than that.
No,
more
like
than
like
give
ten,
me all your
ten,
canned goods.
10 bullets for a week of food.
Yeah.
See, now you're thinking. And then what you got to do is you got to leave town, okay? You got to find some abandoned building because people are going to leave or whatever. So you got to go break into someone's house, take it over, and then you have to set up barricades on all the windows. You have to set up barricades on doors and systems like that to stop things from getting in bottom floor. And after you do that, you're pretty much set, honestly. You do need livestock, though. Livestock would be very nice. So you go and steal some livestock, whatever. Steal a few cows or trade for them, you know. Get some pigs, chickens. Chickens are peak. You need chickens.
And you're going to live with all those in your abandoned home?
You do have to
feed them. No. I'm going to have a fence, okay?
I'm going to erect a fence.
I have plenty of time. Yeah, feeding them is not a problem. You can just naturally graze most of them, which is not a problem. You can even graze chickens. Like, it's not the worst thing in the world. The problem is, like, stopping people from killing them.
Yeah.
Is a problem.
I was thinking, like, my optimal location would be to, like, go out to somewhere where, like, hardly any people live, basically. And just take, like, a select few people that you're, like, close to and know you can trust. And then you, like, start to make, like, a little, just, like, a little community. But, like, way out in the middle of nowhere. Because
you leave Fallout.
And then some big group drives through, murders all of you, takes all your stuff.
Well, you just start making like a, like you got people, like you're out in the middle of nowhere. Maybe you'd like bring some, you just bring like whatever resources you can find on the way out. And then you start to make like a self-sustaining like farm or something.
Well, what kind of zombies are we dealing with? Are we dealing with always walking, always running?
They're always trying to like. They're always just wandering about.
Just wandering?
Yeah.
They never move faster than, like, a walking pace.
Well,
maybe if they see you.
If they see you, I'd say they, like, yeah, I think they'd probably run at you.
Okay.
That's what I'd be thinking.
Do they run towards noises, or do they just walk?
They kind of just...
gunshots, or...
I'd imagine they can sense you. They can, like, smell you.
Smell you.
Yeah.
Okay. To what radius?
That's bad.
I don't know.
Like
if it's 50 one, if it's
meters?
One person, then they won't be. If it's like a bunch of people together, they'll be more
like
attracted
a,
to you. But
okay,
if there's
okay.
like one person, then it might be easier to get by.
Okay, so, well, I guess we wouldn't know a lot of all of this stuff right away. Like, we wouldn't know if they're resistant to cold or not. We wouldn't know any of that stuff because like that stuff's the most important stuff. Because if they aren't resistant to cold, you go as north as possible.
Yeah.
And then you're fine. You just have to deal with the cold.
That's true.
Because if they freeze, you know, like normal people would.
I feel like they would.
Your body breaks down. Because
they're not smart enough to, like, cover themselves in big
clothing.
Right,
so they get cold.
Maybe that's the play.
And then they can't move properly, so they're easy to take out. So you go super far up Canada. You take whatever with you you can, and then you go and you try to live. The problem is really food, I feel like food is where you lose.
Yeah, honestly, the problem isn't really the zombies. It's the resources that are like that you need to get.
Because
yeah.
we're so used to...
society is just going to be like shut down.
We're so used to grocery stores. It's like you have to do everything. You have to farm. You have to save crops for the winter. You have to have livestock because you can't live off grains.
And stuff's
going to
go bad too.
Yeah, and then when stuff goes bad, like you're cooked. You need generators or solar panels or stuff like that to have sustainable energy. Otherwise, you're, like, done.
Yeah.
Because if you had
solar
panels...
But, I mean, even with, like, generators, you still need, like, gasoline and stuff.
It's true. That's why, like, solar is better. Or wind power, like, turbines.
But, like, who knows if you actually have, like, access to that technology.
It's true. You would need almost an engineer. Almost. Well, you can steal solar panels. I'm sure there's.
You could probably find some somewhere.
Or a farmer.
Who knows if you will to.
A farmer would be more useful than an engineer.
A farmer, an engineer, a carpenter.
Ooh, yeah.
And.
Carpentry is not as
a nutritionist would be good as well.
I feel like though, like a carpenter isn't as necessary.
Whoa, a carpenter is not necessary.
Not as necessary as like a mechanic.
What are you gonna do? Whittle me a little knife?
Okay, that's fair. I'd rather have the engineer and the farmer.
True, but if you need to build stuff, how are you gonna know
what?
I'm not a carpenter, but I can figure out how to build stuff.
I think anybody could find out like how to build a shelter.
Okay, but
or you can just find one.
If
there's buildings everywhere.
True, but if you're in like Canada.
There's buildings in Canada.
yeah, but if you're like remote, if you're in like a remote area and you need someone to build you stuff, like no one's gonna know how to build anything. Like to withstand the temperatures of like -50, -60 degrees. Like
That's not a carpenter's job, is it?
That's
more insulator.
Like, what are you talking about? Carpenters insulate things, Max. It's not. They don't just build it.
Yeah, carpenters
do part of the process.
Carpenters do a bunch of stuff.
It's part of the process.
I'm a carpenter, and I don't do like just stuff with wood.
Buddy thinks carpenters only work with wood.
I'm not saying that.
They build the floors, and the walls, and the ceiling. That is what they do.
Never said that.
I mean, they do.
I think we just need a jack of all trades kind of person.
True, 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 true. You just kind of need, well, the whole point is you can't pick who you have.
Yeah. You just have like one juggernaut.
You can pick.
Like
maybe you. Maybe,
well,
maybe
this is your ideal situation.
Yeah, well, yeah. If you start to have choices, then yes, that's when it matters.
But it's your ideal situation, like up to an extent. Like what's realistic?
Mm-hmm.
Like what kind of people could you find, like if the zombie apocalypse started right now? Like while you're
basic at you people.
You did say. Like, you can find, like, you did say it'd take, like, a week or two. You can find people.
Okay, if we're in remote Canada, we will find mostly people who live off wilderness and are used to the harsh outdoors, which are, like, perfect.
You're like, that's what we want.
That is who we want.
That's what we need.
Which, that's all the people would be around. If let's say we stay in Kokedo, though. Let's say we don't leave. It wouldn't be so bad. I mean, 3,000 people. A ton of people would probably leave. So let's say there's 1,000 people left in Kokedo. I mean, that's a lot of people.
You could easily turn in like something like the manor just into it, just a stronghold.
It's true. Personally, I would not live with a ton of people because one person gets cooked, everyone.
Yeah, more people is there's like a optimal point of like how many people you have with you, I think.
You only want like 10.
Yeah.
Maybe 15.
I feel like a big building is okay, but it can't be like the school because there's just way too many entrances to the school.
There's actually not that many entrances.
At least
that's true. They're very well. Yeah.
Yeah.
The school would be actually like perfect.
Well, if you can lock down like a certain area, then like especially like with the classroom side of things.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many options that you get with the school.
Well, the thing is too, you can have livestock inside if you need to in the gyms. You can farm on the roof. Pretty easily,
yeah.
If you build toolboxes and all that, and the only way up to the roof is through inside, without climbing a crazy wall that zombies obviously cannot do.
Assuming they're not intelligent,
They wouldn't be intelligent.
Like
they deteriorate.
Yeah.
If we're assuming they deteriorate,
like their only goal is to just like kill you and spread the zombie virus, basically.
Yeah, I would say
like hunt people it's down good life. And spread it.
That's a good life. Just what do you do for work, John? Oh, I spread my virus and eat people. It's pretty cool.
It's a pretty good gig.
It's a good gig. It's a day's work.
How many kills do you get this week?
5 million. What?
I started the virus.
I'm John Virus.
You could like turn it into a pyramid scheme. I feel like.
A zombie pyramid scheme. Wait, this is genius, guys. I mean, really.
Genius. But bite two people and then have them bite two people.
And it becomes...
Double it and give it to the next
and
person.
And somehow you get paid to... I don't know.
How fast do you turn, though?
Depends how deep the bite was, how much exposure to the virus you actually got, or the bacteria, whatever it is.
Okay, let's just say it's a basic bite, you know?
Like a...
Well, the thing is, you biting, like if we bit someone, it wouldn't be that bad because we're holding back intentionally. if they're not holding back, they're going to tear skin and make you bleed probably profusely. Doesn't matter where they bite you, you're still going to have a deep bite. Because, you know, they don't have the same limitations that they wouldn't want to hurt someone. Well, they don't care.
It takes a few days to get sick from a regular cold virus.
I would think it's within a day.
Within a day?
I would just think that's a long you'd time. Feel, I'd think you'd feel symptoms within a day, and then slowly. Over the next week, you'd have like a full progression over a week.
So after a few hours, you get like a high fever, and then you get sicker and sicker and sicker until you turn.
Delirious, probably after a day or two.
I would think it's like...
It's affecting your brain.
I think, like, obviously, if they'd like tear straight into your muscle, it's going to turn you faster. But if it's like a scratch, then it's...
Well, are we turning from a scratch, or are we not turning from a scratch? Is it saliva-based, or
I'd say bite, probably. Bite.
Anything that can get in your blood, really.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, like, if it's a scratch or it's a bite. If the bacteria gets in your blood, it's going to mix with everything and just...
Well, no matter what, you're going to have that bacteria inside of you.
Yeah.
At some point, you're going to eat something or touch something.
So what if you... How do you deal with contamination, especially in town? With, like, water supply?
Contamination is the worst. Yeah.
That would ruin a lot of people.
You would need a well that's, like, closed off.
Or rainwater.
Which the school is good for. You can set up massive bins.
I don't know how I feel about the school just because of where it is.
It's true. It's on a major highway, which is not it.
If we're assuming that like these zombies they like spread really quick and there's like tons of them like originating from these cities, you're just gonna get flooded by zombies. Like if you're in a town.
True. Yeah.
Or any area where there's tons of people.
But, like, there's not much they could do about the school.
What if there's, like, hundreds of them surrounding your school and you just can't leave? They'll just, like,
starve your resources.
Well, it is also assumed that they're wandering unless they see you. If they see you, like, obviously, if they see you from, they won't really see you from afar, but within a certain radius, they'll see you.
And if there's a ton around the school, we could just pick them off slowly.
What are you going to pick them off with?
Like spears, or
just throw stuff at them.
Well,
get away.
You could sharpen all the gym equipment.
True.
Get a floor hockey stick or chunk.
Well, you could make the floor hockey stick like sharp, because if they're deteriorating, their skulls aren't going to be as strong.
Yeah.
So you could just pierce their skulls.
Yeah. What can we use? What can we use for weapons? What are some good weapon ideas?
You
could use like anything.
Assuming it's like. What season is this in? Or does that really
matter? No, this is right away.
We'll
just say like right now, summertime.
Think about how much school equipment is still in there. You can sharpen all the pencils, rulers, everything. You can create so many projectiles. It's fun.
Sharpen a pencil.
I'm less worried about zombies with the school and more so about the people with the school.
Yeah. It's how many
people. Like the amount of people?
The amount of people who'd want to go and take that over. The school. Because people are the issue. The zombies aren't. We can keep zombies out of the school. People, I'm not sure. People would more so break through windows and all that stuff.
We'd have to let people in. If we were the first to the school.
For the school, you need a contamination layer. Essentially, I think you need to seal off the PAC. You need to see, because that's so glass-filled that that glass will get broken immediately.
Like, I'm just thinking, sure, you can, like, make a sustainable farm, but, like, if you're prioritizing putting your time towards strengthening your shelter, that's only time you're losing, gathering resources and food that you're going to need immediately.
I think it's important.
Like, you're going to almost need to do foraging, like, right away as much as you can, because you're going to run out of food so quick.
That's why you need to, that's why we need not like a crazy big civilization, but say you have 20 people. I mean, obviously, it's even 10 people, you can split them up. If we have a week, you can split them up and say, here's what we have. You can give them radios. You can give them whatever they need.
Yeah, we could just raid the local Walmart and get
like some you could send people day one. Hey, you need to go do this. You need to go forage. You need to go start farming. We need to do all this, and we need to fortify. Like, if we had 10 people, you just take our entire friend group or something like that, a size of like that. you can, I think you can still feed.
Oh, everyone. If you took our friend group, we're cooked. We're
That's why I'm saying we don't take our friend group.
They'd invite us on.
We'd last longer than some people.
It's true, we would, but also we would have lots of issues with like
repopulating.
No, well, we don't have to be. That's like we don't have to worry about
long-term stuff.
This is 20 years in the future repopulating. We don't have to worry about that for a long time because we're more so worried about the problem is the immediate survival. The first 4 years are the most important years, and then after that, supposedly, if we say the zombies deteriorate, they're gonna break down and not have legs and anything, because it's not like their hearts are pumping.
Yeah.
Their skin deteriorates and their muscles disappear. Once their muscles disappear, they can't move.
And eventually it'll become detained, I feel like. Like anything. It'll eventually become detained.
It'll disappear for sure. I mean, it'll always be the bacteria will be in everyone's systems who aren't born before. Then obviously next generations will probably have antibodies or whatever.
It's essentially like the coronavirus where the initial outbreak was devastating.
But he's going to get us demonetized.
No, I think he's got, I think Max is right there.
It's essentially like a coronavirus situation where the initial outbreak was devastating. But once everyone.
A zombie apocalypse is going to wipe out 99% of the world's population.
Well, 100%.
At least 90%. Assuming
the government doesn't decide to just nuke New York as soon as it happens.
Yeah.
They would.
Yeah.
You have to.
Well, but also the problem is nukes cause a lot more damage than just like a hydrogen
bomb. What if we assume that like they nuke the zombies, but that only spreads the virus more?
See, yeah.
Like the fallout.
That could
like,
be a problem.
Starts so like, turning people.
So like really it's radiation that's the problem?
I don't really go into fallout.
Yeah.
I feel like
that's where we grab Gabe.
I don't know.
He plays Fallout way too much.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, bunkers would be good though. In theory,
live in a bunker.
You could start a bunker under the
zombie
school.
Apocalypse.
Well, it would take a very long time. It would take more time to make the bunker than it would be to wait out the zombies.
Yeah.
There's spoons. We have spoons. We can dig.
They have shovels. They have so much equipment there at the school, though. Like you drag one of all the equipment into the gym somehow.
Well, the problem is we also need vehicles.
We still need food.
They have food. They have school buses.
I feel like we're really underestimating how important food is.
I don't.
Water's more important.
Food goes bad.
I know.
Water's more important than food.
Electricity is gonna shut off quickly.
Yeah, like power will, at some point. Power will.
You have to live on canned food throughout the winter and throughout the first probably couple months. So for the first year, we'd be having to live off prepackaged and canned food, essentially.
And the stuff that we can eat before it goes bad.
Right.
To optimize.
Where can we get MREs?
We are not getting MREs. We are not going to military checkpoints. We're not doing any of that. That is where you die.
I know. That's why I was joking.
And you avoid quarantine zones as much as possible because you get shot and you get killed.
Let's go to Area 51.
Nah, I don't know about that, man. It's not it. That's not it.
We could also get on an island.
Oh, there's a thought.
Okay, but
that's a good thought.
Interesting.
At the same time, natural though,
balance, like, are these if these zombies are dumb, they're not going to be able to swim.
Yeah,
sure, but
that's true. I don't imagine they'd be able to swim.
This is assuming all of the carbon emissions that stop happening don't cause a weird change in climate.
Yeah,
because if they do, that can lead to rising waters or lower water wouldn't be really an issue.
Yeah,
but then you also have to deal with natural disasters like tsunamis, floods, anything like that, which would be
that's manageable though.
Tsunamis are not manageable. We're dead.
Well, here's the thing. I think the most contained place is on it with a vast amount of people might be Hawaii.
That's exactly starting what in New I was York. Thinking.
Hawaii is probably the most contained place.
You're gonna have to. I mean, it's gonna get to Hawaii.
event, not for a long. I feel like it's going to be contained for
a couple weeks. I feel like it would last longer than.
But who else has the idea? Who necessarily was or was not exposed, which necessarily leads.
People will probably start showing up.
Yeah. Like, yeah, people get in planes there, but maybe someone.
The zombie apocalypse will spread infected. To the whole world in like a week.
Yeah, I'll get.
A week or 2 weeks, it's all over.
There's little islands, though. There's little islands. But that would be safe.
It's true, yeah,
but you want somewhere that's like got a lot of resources still, like buildings and stuff that you can use.
Right.
That's why like a smaller island would be a lot harder.
You're not sustainable for like a year. You have to have a year's supply of food and water before you become sustainable.
Or at least enough to live on. You don't like.
It would be better, yes, somewhere we could grow food year round. That would be best.
Down south.
But also. Maybe. When it's somewhere warm, zombies deteriorate. Like, well,
how much more do you think? Like, how much more would you say that zombies would deteriorate depending on like conditions? Would you think that zombies would deteriorate faster in the cold or in heat?
Well, they would freeze.
I think the cold would preserve them better.
Yeah,
but they would freeze still.
It would make them immobile for 3/4 of the year.
Yeah.
But then they'd be mobile for about a
quarter. Then when they de-thaw.
Right. As they de-thaw. But you could just pick them off because they're frozen still. You just... Dead.
Well, if they're immobile for much of the year, you can eradicate them all like without using any much of your ammo. You can just grab a sword and go cut them up. If they're immobile, just like they just...
A spear would be better.
Trusty katana.
Ice pick. Yeah, true. Just go...
I feel like, moving up north would be better. I know at one point...
But then you have how much of the year you cannot grow food. Unless you have, like, a greenhouse.
You can't grow ground food like carrots, potatoes.
Like that's a tough thing about living up north. You get the cold, which basically it protects you from, like, all the zombies.
Yeah.
But also you need to stay warm, like, all the time, and you need energy for that. And then you can't grow food, really, either.
Yeah.
You need to get food elsewhere. Which would suck.
Again, let's assume that no carbon emissions doesn't cause like a severe cold.
I can tell you what would happen. Nothing. The temperature would remain how it is. So if you reduce carbon emissions to zero, it just means that it's not going to get any warmer.
It would just stop letting
in more warmth. Prehistorically, before humans kind of took over, net carbon emissions were like basically zero because we're not churning any fields up and we're not burning fossil fuels, and we're not doing any of this. So the temperature and the trees and just how everything works, it was equal, just staying that temperature for a long time. And then since we're churning up all this carbon and putting it in the atmosphere, it gets warmer. So when we stop again doing that, it's just going to...
Yeah, but wouldn't it slowly deplete carbon emissions?
No.
Carbon emissions would immediately go to zero.
Well, I know. I mean, like,
would say the same.
When the or carbon in the atmosphere, zero. Like,
you're not going to bring the you're not going to bring the temperature down for thousands, not longer, of years. It's going to be really, really slow.
True.
So you'd be fine.
Essentially, the carbon emissions would essentially go to zero. There's no guarantee that everything.
Well, they wouldn't go exactly to zero.
Yeah, they're still gonna. You're still gonna have to use fuels to.
It'd be 99% less than it is right now.
Yes, I would say
less. Actually, like 99.9% less. Because you'd only have people driving cars to where they need to go, and then whatever. Like, it's not going to be as much. Factories are going to be shut down. Everything's going to be shut down. So it's not like it's going to spread like that.
Or nuclear reactors are going to explode because there's nobody to manage them.
You're right, they will. Unless they make sure to shut
them down.
Unless
they, like... Yeah.
Then they're going to explode. And then that's going to be much more of an issue than the zombies. If every single nuclear reactor explodes, that'd be really bad. That'd be a lot of fallout. Just
go way out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, like we are going to.
Yeah. Far away.
All right. So it's a small number of people. Who would you bring with you, everybody?
Who would I bring? Like, in general?
Like, realistically?
You got a small group of people to bring with you. You're sticking it out.
Other than
how many people?
Kind of.
Let's say you have a group of 10.
Well, that's up to you.
10 or under.
You have a group of 10. Who do you bring?
myself.
Well, excluding, so nine other people. So 11 other people.
Nine other people.
You get nine other people.
Nine people. I bring my dad. He's a big man. He knows all. He knows a bunch of construction stuff. He knows how to cook, blah, 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 whatever. He's a big guy.
Your dad would totally rock some zombies.
No, oh, he would, man.
Okay, also consider me.
Let's do one person each at a time so then we can, you know, get it even mix. Yeah. And you can think about your next choices. Okay, so number one, I got my dad. Tate, who do you got at your number one?
Oh.
Oh, that's how I thought you'd do everything and then.
No, I meant we all do one each.
I would do your 10 just so it's not super confusing.
Yeah.
Do
no, your 10. Because then it's like you just can't think about everyone.
It's all right. I'll do my, just whoever you I'll can do think my of. Group of people right now.
Yeah. Go and go.
So I'd bring my three family members, mom, dad, brother. Dogs don't count, so I'd bring my dog.
I suppose.
No, dogs should count as half a person. Because they consume so much food. You got to keep that in mind. You're basically feeding another person.
Yeah, but they don't require they don't require as much nutrition. Like dogs can get, dogs can get fed like raw meat, can't they?
People back in the day, people just used to feed them table scraps.
Yeah, so they don't need as nourished food as we do.
That's why they still need food. Though.
That's why every little bit is half a person.
All right, that's fair. I'd leave. We'll just focus on people then. So yeah, my three family members. I'd bring my grandma and my other grandma and grandpa. What's that, six? And then I've got three other people.
That's seven total, including
yeah, you. Yeah. So okay. I got three other people. I could just do this. I'd bring you three.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Thank you, Calvin.
Yes. Oh, wow.
Thank you.
I'm a worker. I will work.
Yeah.
I'll work for my stay. Maxwell, he'll be like, no. Oh. No, my pixels got blocked. I can't do it.
I'm used to like I can get used to blue collar work.
I'm used to tough situations, guys. Anyway, I've also worked in a butcher shop, so I think I'm good. I got plenty of skills.
You could butcher us some meat.
I could. I've worked carpentry. I've worked butcher shop. I've worked like I know a bunch of stuff. Believe it or not.
Are you ready to do your people?
No, Mexican.
Okay. When I'm considering mine, I'm also considering like food consumption, because if I bring it like if I'm like,
you're gonna,
hey, you're I only eat like once every 3 days.
No, what are you a zombie?
No, like maintenance calories. How He's much do infected. How much do other people consume? Because I can't bring like someone like Eddie Hall, because he's just gonna eat so much dang food.
That's true.
True, but that's a big guy.
Yeah, but he's.
Could he kill? How's he get killing zombies?
Wait, can we? You guys said it can't be like, hey, I'm gonna bring.
No, you can't bring like celebrities.
Okay. Yeah,
you have to like know this person.
Okay,
and they have to be maybe not necessarily willing to go with you, but like they would say yes if they had no one else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if Calvin's whole family died, Calvin would say yes and go with you.
Yeah. This is difficult. Other than myself, I have nine people.
Yep. Just go with your family for like.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going with my family.
I'm sorry, Dad. But
you're just leaving them?
My
yes, bro.
No offense to my dad, but his knees were ruined in college, so he's
gonna he's getting bit first.
He's already hurting.
Papa Clem, camera on, no more.
He's already hurting, and I think, I don't know.
Max puts a hot one in him. He says, sit down, Dad. I'll put you out of your misery.
I love my dad so much. He's awesome, but his knees are hurting and his shoulder. He is like we say a lot. He's a broken toy. We've said him. he says that too. He's a broken toy.
So he's a liability.
He's more of a liability.
Him? But you're not just gonna leave him, right?
Right. He's gonna put him out of his misery, guys.
No. I wouldn't shoot my dad.
Oh man.
Number one, I'm going to bring my girlfriend's dad. He's a mechanic. He can fix anything.
Okay. Good pick.
That's valid.
Number two.
Jeopardy theme song.
Hey, we're gonna get copyrighted, bro. Hush that.
I don't think they care about us that
much. Do it backwards.
Do it backwards. I don't think I could.
Actually, I could do mine if you want to think some more.
Yeah, I would like to think
it's
some
pretty
more.
Tough. Okay. It's pretty tough.
Well, I'm just going to go with who realistically I would take, and that would be all of my family members, my mom, my dad, sister, and brothers.
You guys are so fit total. That it doesn't even like...
You're running from them. They're never catching you, bro. Distance runner. Pew.
So that's already like six total there. And then... got four more. Let's see, who would I go with? I probably like one other person who... Somebody who's like, I don't know, big and strong, like my dad.
Big and strong.
How about your uncles?
Oh, it's true. Yeah, I could.
But if you take your uncle, you're going to have to take his family.
Just take my uncle and leave his family.
Take him in the middle of the night.
But yeah, it's not realistic. I mean, if you guys are still available, I would go with you three.
But you got one more.
Got one more slot.
I feel like us three is always a good option.
So we got a pretty good team here.
Pretty fit.
We can work.
Pretty all around. You know,
assuming my body balanced. Is fine. Like, assuming I...
Oh, yeah.
Max.
Yeah, we might have to toss Maxwell to the zombies on our way up, but it's okay.
Well, if we're living in the cold, my knee only hurts in humid situations.
Oh. Only when it's warm outside.
Only for the time being. Once it's fully healed, my knee is, like, brand new.
And keep in mind, once he's doing less exercise because it's more upper body stuff, he's not gonna have as many leg issues.
And also, like, what if I can get cross country fit again? It's game over.
Game over.
Well, it's easy to strengthen knee ligaments. That's not a problem.
Yeah, it would just be a juggernaut all around. Can do everything. Juggernaut.
So, who's your last person?
I don't know.
Who's a strong person you know?
Who's a person you know who is reliable?
Who's reliable?
One person.
Jesus.
Take Jesus out. Jesus. You're never dying, though.
I say that's a good pick.
That's number one pick right there.
That's true.
What? We're including religious figures here?
No.
Well, I guess
that's a spiritual thing.
Yeah. He's always with us though, so.
Just not physically.
True. It's already there.
No, not physically.
He's already there. He's always been there.
Yeah, exactly.
He's always there.
That's a good point.
You can't not take him. I mean, he comes with you.
Exactly.
Maybe I just go with nine.
Go with nine. Okay. Well, that's one less mouth to feed. That's always a good idea. Person. Maxwell, you figure it out yet?
I'll let you go.
Number one pick. I'm picking my dad. Mm-hmm. Big guy. Knows a lot of stuff. Yes, he eats a little bit, but it's okay. We can figure that out. I'm leaving my mom, my sisters, and my brothers.
Oh, wow.
None of them are hard workers.
Leaving.
Wow.
Okay. Actually, I'll take my mom and my dad. Because my mom actually works with my dad very well. They make a good team. I'll leave my brothers. They're kind of lazy. And I'll leave my sisters. They're kind of lazy. So I'll leave them all behind. Okay, so that puts me at two people. I'll take you three. So that puts me at five, so I have four more. I will take... Okay, I'm leaving my grandparents. They're just kind of a liability. I mean, let's be honest.
He's leaving them behind more than he's taken.
They're old people. Well, not super old, but they're old enough to where they can't work as hard as us, right? They can't do as much physically. They can't work as long. They have... like different sleep schedules, right? So we can't take them. So four people. Honestly, who would be a good pick? I need people who are, you know, I'll take my girlfriend. Fine, I'll take her. I wasn't going to, but I will. Because I just like I don't know who else to pick, man. It's there's not a ton of people out there who I can take. Who else is there, Max? Who else?
How many picks you have left?
I have four left.
Four picks left?
Actually, including me, I have three.
Three.
So if I have three people, taking you guys, taking my dad, taking my mom, taking my girlfriend. What kind of? I'm missing a mechanical pick. Unfortunately, I don't know any mechanics.
I know mechanics.
Well, I can't take someone you know. Calvin basically I'm is taking one. People I yeah. know.
Take me twice.
Take you twice. Calvins. I can't do that.
Cloned Calvin.
That'd be a little too much for me. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to have to leave second Calvin. So I don't know any mechanics. Gosh, I don't know.
Do you know any farmers?
No. Not like one that would actually probably come with me. I know a lot of people, but I don't know someone who would. I'm trying to think like mostly family and friends who I could take. Like family, uncles. Oh, I'll take my dad's brother, Paul. That would help. Because he lives at our land for like months at a time. Kind of does like agriculture and animals and stuff. So that would be good. And then I will take, gosh, what is that? Who does that even leave me with, guys? Should I take one of my brothers? Or should I?
If you're taking one, I feel like you That's take
No, two. I can't take both brothers.
I'm saying Ben.
You gotta choose one.
I take
one.
Ben? Why Ben? Ben's lazy, bro. You don't understand. You just don't see it.
I've only known Ben for cross country, and he seems like a hard worker. He tries.
He comes home, and I'm like, Ben, can you do this? He's like, no, I'm lazy. And okay. I'm like, okay, Ben, fine, that's okay. Gosh, who else is there, Max? Of our friends, who else would I take?
This had a really really mean thought.
No, say it. What's your thought? Key? Spit your thought.
Let's never leave.
There are downsides to so many other parts. Are like Peter would be a good pick, except he's a little. He can be lazy sometimes, but he is really strong.
Let's hear.
Peter is pretty strong.
What did Tate say? Tate, what were you gonna say?
No, this will be on record forever. I don't know what you're
so
about.
We can cut it out. We can cut it out.
Maybe after the episode.
Maybe another time. Okay. Okay, no. The thing is, I don't necessarily feel like out of all of our other friends, well, we could take, I'll take Wesley. Wesley,
Jake West.
He can fish, aspiring
fisherman.
Yeah. On top of that, you know, I get along with him well, and I feel like in a survival situation, he'd be a good pick.
You're right.
He is muscular enough, he's strong enough, he can help us out very well. Yes. And I feel like it'd be a good pick. I don't feel like I get along well enough with any of the other ones to take them. Unfortunately, I don't feel like I have a close enough relationship to where I trust them enough with my life to where I would want to take them.
They would betray you.
That's no offense. I just wouldn't. I just don't think I could take them. No. I'm trying to think, like, who else is a good pick?
You have one more pick?
I have one more pick.
You can just keep it at 9 total.
Yeah, kept it at 9.
The more people, the better. The more people, because then I can diversify my tasks. I can have more people to do tasks. More people is better, except for the food
reason. Better pick a farmer then, yeah.
But the problem is...
Doesn't know what farmer really...
Well, my parents have gardened for a very, very long time. Like, they're good enough at farming or gardening to where we could have a massive garden. Yes, we would have to work.
It'd have to be a pretty big garden to be fully like.
Well, with 10 people, you could easily manage a multi-acre.
That's true. What are you doing with your life, right? Yeah. It's not like you're going to work 8 hours a day.
Yeah. You don't have work. You can't.
You could be a farmer.
You can't sit there and watch TV. You can't sit there on your phone. The only thing you could do is read, work, or you know, talk with people or play games.
I would spend a lot of time reading.
So
even though that might be a waste of
it's
valuable time.
Well, once you're in the apocalypse, it's
not necessarily when it's dark outside and there's not much else you can do, you might as well turn on a light and read a book or something.
If you have energy.
Like read a survival book. How good is that? Read a farming book. How good is that? Like there are books that can help you out.
So we're gonna raid the city library.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that is the play. You have cookbooks.
That's why the school is low key good.
You have cookbooks. You have foraging books. You have farming books. That's why the school is hunting books. You have fishing books.
That's going down. Like
yeah, that's why the school is good because the school has so many books. You will never run out of time reading all those books.
That's true. That's like infinite time killer.
Mm-hmm. John. I do not know who else to take with me.
You're leaving it at 9 then?
No, I don't think I can leave it at 9. I don't think I have.
And Max can go.
Yeah.
Max, are you ready to go?
I can get at least 8 right now, I think.
Yes.
Oh, dang.
Okay. Yeah, I'll think of my last person as you name your people.
So, obviously, I am one. I think I would take my girlfriend. My girlfriend's daddy's a mechanic and her brother because he's an electrician. And he's also.
Oh. Okay.
Ian's fit. and then I would, assuming I, that's 4 total now, including me. You 3 gets up to 7. I would, trying to think if there's anyone that I know that's a farmer.
I do like an actual avid farmer.
Where's the cricket sound effect?
An avid farmer? Well, we don't know a ton of farmers, really.
You just become one.
I know old people who are farmers, but then with the old people, you still run the risk of them being old. And old people and
I take Dessa. Her family farms.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Dessa. That's good.
Family but is she going to go with you?
There's a lot.
You're saying that...
Okay, yeah, their whole family's
you
dead.
Applied that, you applied that...
You killed the other person's family.
Okay. But they don't know it was you.
The zombies got them. Oh, no.
But then it's always weighing on you. What's to say you won't tell her and she kills you? And
this is the apocalypse.
No, you guys implied at the start
that... It's true. We did imply that their whole family's dead.
Yeah.
Or whoever they were gonna go with dies.
Yeah.
So I need 2 more.
So the scenarios are, Calvin, all of our families all die, and that's why we go with.
Well, I mean, basically all of us have chose like the other 3.
True. Yeah. You don't have to choose us, bro. You don't have to.
It's no, good but choices.
No, they are good choices. You guys all have.
They are not bad.
Great
choices.
Skill sets.
They are bad.
Number 9, I'm taking Wesley. I, like Isaiah said, he's a good fisher.
He's a good pick. He's a good pick.
Also,
I like how we're doing this like a draft.
Draft it's style. The only way. It's draft style. At number 10, more. Maxwell.
I have 1 more. Who am I taking?
Gosh, the last pick's always so hard. Because it's
last
like,
slot.
Who are you excluding? And who? Max is not taking a single family member. That's wild. He's like, family sucks.
What's it called? Like Mr. Irrelevant?
Said the guy that took like none of his family as well.
I took my mom and my dad. Those are the most important family members, okay? Your mom and your dad, most important. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here.
No matter how much I love my family, I'm thinking solely on survival in this situation.
Oh,
solely
so
on survival.
None of them are good enough, Max.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying
okay.
That.
Okay. Rage baited.
Dude. Anything you do is for rage. Okay, anyway. Number 10. Number 10.
Probably so the creator
number
of Skyblock.
Number
10. Right?
No, Burger no. King.
Obviously. Person's a celebrity, and I can't take celebrities. So.
True, we
right.
do not. Yeah,
everybody
it has
knows
to be someone
the creator
you personally
of
know.
Minecraft, Hypixel, Skyblock.
I met Weird Al.
Do you personally know him?
Well, he met me.
Too. Do you talk?
No.
Okay, well then
but
you don't.
He saw me.
You don't personally.
Really?
Oh, he's
seen
you. You know what's funny? I've seen every celebrity, but do they know me? No.
You've seen every single celebrity in the world.
Yeah, I could show
he's seen
you.
A lot of
them
on his phone.
I could show
I
you every celebrity
I know,
right
I know
here.
I'm taking. I'm my taking phone. My physical therapist. I'm taking my physical therapist. He's not only a physical therapist; he's a farmer too.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Or his family owns like his family lives on a farm.
That's a good pick.
Sweet.
So okay. I have my girlfriend, dad, brother, you 3. Does that make 6? Right?
Wesley.
Dessa, by therapist. Who is the other one?
That might be it.
I know who I'll take for my 10th pick. I'll take my old coworker, Zach.
Okay. I'll
take Zach.
From the marketplace?
From the marketplace, yep. Okay. I will take him. He is a good worker. He works construction now. He's small enough to where he won't take too much food, but he's also, he works very hard. It's a good pick.
I used to work with a guy named Zach.
Really?
I would not pick him.
I used to work with a guy
different named Zach. Different Zach. Different Zach.
Different Zach.
These are all Zachs, but different Zachs.
A lot of Zachs.
I know a few Zachs.
Hey, yo, a lot of Zachs?
A lot of Zachs.
Zachs?
Zach.
Okay. Zachary. Isaiah, you need to calm down. You're a little rowdy right now.
Z-A-C-H. Zach. Z-A-K. Zach.
I would also, you're grabbing, obviously we're not staying in Kokato.
What car are you taking?
Car am I taking? Can I take any
Monster
car?
Monster car.
Yeah,
like Mad Max style.
Okay. You get to pick your own vehicle. What vehicle are you
any
taking?
Any vehicle in the world?
Any vehicle.
Oh, wow.
And why?
Like, I feel like up to this point, we've just been like doing realistic.
Yeah,
stuff.
Realistic.
No. This is realistic. You could go into any dealership and take whatever car you want. I'm sure the keys are in there.
I could hotwire any, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure the dealerships have the keys in there. I'm sure you could get almost, obviously, not like a super rare sports car or anything. Yeah. You probably want
something with good gas mileage.
Right. So what car are you choosing and why?
Rolls Royce.
Just for the heck of it.
It looks dang good.
All right.
Okay, but not zombie's good gas gonna, mileage.
Zombie's going to come see you shining down the highway.
For $400,000, it better have good gas mileage.
Well, I don't know.
Calvin, how good is your
is gas? The burb?
Yeah.
The Suburban is not.
Oh, that's probably does not mileage. Have, yeah.
I'm not taking that one.
Typically, you would want to take a something that, can I, I don't know if I can take a school bus.
Why can't you take a school bus?
That would be sweet, though.
You can make a battle bus.
I'm going to snag the short bus.
You can make a battle bus.
I'm going to snag the short bus.
That would be sweet.
Yeah, it makes sense, the short guy driving the short bus.
Honestly, I know it. I have it mapped out. I have it mapped out, dude. And you can fit all 10 people in there.
Is this a conversation that's going on in the back of the short bus right now? We're all the kids in the short bus.
Oh, no.
No. Okay, but like a school bus, though, you could store a lot of stuff in it.
Yeah.
Which is nice. You could put a lot of your tools in there. You could put a lot of food in there.
What about like the school vans?
It fits 9.
Okay, but then you might as well getting one of those big white vans.
It is a big white van.
No, I mean like the bigger ones.
Like the loaded diaper van.
Like the one where you have 20 kids.
Oh, like the kidnapper van.
Yeah, the kidnapper van.
With a big door slide.
Windowless van.
And then you could just be rolling up on a squad of zombies and just open the door.
With your
you got the mounted machine gun.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I think that'd be sick.
That would be sweet.
You're
finding one of those.
You could like spray paint. You could go rob the store and spray paint it to make it look like a battle bus too.
Yeah.
I'm taking a 2025 sweet. TRX truck.
Oh, dude.
Really?
What's yes. a TRX okay. truck?
It's just a certain truck.
Is it diesel?
I don't think so.
Okay. Also, wait. Why are we taking any type of gas car or electric car?
Well, we have to move.
We need like a solar powered car.
Ew, I'm not taking it. Yeah, but those cars are going to freeze if we are moving up north.
Okay, well, your gas isn't going to pump out of the gas pumps that don't work.
Yeah, but they're made for that. Oh, true. They're
you can steal a bunch of gas.
But you can siphon gas.
You can siphon.
If they're only for transportation. Yeah.
If they're for transporting up north.
Getting you where you need
to go. And this is assuming there's the highways are all crazy and there's zombies everywhere and you need to use a vehicle to get up north.
Okay.
We shouldn't leave the first day though, I think.
I'm not saying we should. I'm saying what vehicle would you take?
That makes more sense.
I'm still either taking a short bus or a kidnapper van. I'm not even kidding you. Like those are like prime.
Armored vehicle strategy. Like both of those are
throw,
like.
Let's throw the Ram Rusher from Fortnite on the front.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, that is you need a cow guard. You need a cow guard on whatever you're driving.
Yeah, the cow catcher.
That you need one. You either need that or you need like those battle rams from like police cars mm-hmm. or stuff like that, because
you could just take a, you could probably find a police car.
I'm just gonna trick out a kidnapper van.
You need stuff on the front of your vehicle in case you hit anything. You need to make sure the front of your car is gonna be okay. Yeah. Otherwise, you hit stuff and
you need an all-wheel drive vehicle so that if you get stuck at all,
that's why I'm taking the truck.
An all-wheel drive would be helpful.
I can go off-road with the truck. I can plow through stuff with the truck. I have a whole bed to carry stuff in. I can fit, you know, 4 or 5 people additional in the truck as
Google
well.
Google is going to think I'm so weird.
Why?
Are you looking something up right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we looking up? What?
I'm looking.
Okay, Calvin, what car are you taking?
Okay. I'm not actually going to take a Rolls Royce because that'd be dumb. Yeah. So,
I don't know.
I've got this car of my imagination. So for years, I've had, I imagine a lot of things, but one of them is this car that these people, I imagine the people too. Actually, they're real, but we'll
talk Calvin, about are later. We imagining things? No. Okay. Are we schizo?
Okay, so some of them, the white kidnapper vans, some of them can be all-wheel drive. It just depends on what brand you get.
Oh, okay.
Also, probably what year they are.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically the Suburban that I have, but it's got it's decked out. There's like the bars in the front with and maybe spikes too. Oh, yeah, like you run into something and it dies, basically.
Oh, okay.
And then on each side and in the back. So on each side there's guns, and the chairs in the middle row of the Suburban are like swivel chairs. In the back turret too. There's a turret out the back.
So what you're imagining here is you have your front two seats, right? Normal. Yep. You have next the middle section where the doors are.
Yeah.
The windows, obviously windows, it doesn't matter. But you have two seats kind of in the middle, swivel chairs with mounted machine guns basically outside the windows.
Yep. Calvin just wants a Republic gunship is what he wants. He just wants a Republic gunship.
And then in the back, you want like...
There's three more seats, but behind it is like a box where you can put stuff. But there I'd put a turret.
Okay, so like two back seats and one seat facing backwards.
Oh, yeah,
with a machine gun. Yep. And then you can have boxes on either side of the guns. Okay. I see. I have in my brain what you're talking about. That's what you would take. Okay, mm-hmm. But how long is it going to take? That's saying you need three machine guns. Do you have a place like M249s?
Yeah, like what are we talking? Dealer somewhere where you can just like pick up some.
Where are you gonna pick up some machine guns?
This is more of a fantasy, and it never runs out of ammo either. Yeah. So never runs out of gas.
You mount
or
your AR-15s to the mounts, and you just work with semi-auto AR-15s until you find full auto machine guns at some point. I'm sure you would find them at some point in your scavenging. You'll find like a military zombie with a machine gun on it or something.
Somewhere on
you'll find
a military zombie.
You just gotta start looting chests.
Start looting up.
Tay, what are you taking?
Where are we dropping? If I'm being realistic, like I'm probably just gonna take like a, I don't know, something with just like a normal car, honestly. Like that something that has good
gas mileage. Nissan Altima.
I'm not gonna worry about like making it super fortified and stuff. I'm gonna be like
Mazda Miata.
No.
A zombie would do more damage to the car than I would do to the zombie if I was in that thing.
It's true. I feel like you got to pick something that's durable. It doesn't necessarily have to be armored, but more durable than...
That was a joke, by the way.
Durable and reliable is what you need.
All reliable.
And also, the funny thing is Mazda Miatas can go no more than 60 miles an hour.
60 miles.
Why are we taking a cop car?
Just hijack a cop car?
Okay, but what cop car? There's cop trucks. There's cop Dodge Chargers. There's cop...
Just take like a normal one.
There's a Lamborghini cop car.
So fast in Smashy Road. It's like...
In Smashy Road. Well, yes, the thing is, you don't want to speed.
What?
Well, why are we driving 90, 100 miles an hour? You don't want to do that.
Who cares?
If you hit something, your car still, no matter what you have on it,
yeah, but
your
like
car's still going to spin.
The point is you have the option to do it if you need to.
Yes.
It doesn't mean you need to go 90 everywhere.
Okay, but the truck I want to get can go easily over 100 miles per hour.
But then you're like, well, that's like a truck.
So? What's wrong with a truck?
I don't know.
I have a lifted Dodge
Worst
Ram
gas
truck.
Mileage.
Does your truck Worst fit mileage. 10 people?
I have blinding LED
Just
headlights.
Put them all in the trunk.
People could be sitting in the bed of the truck.
Yeah, on the bed.
Does your vehicle hold 10 people? No.
Well,
I mean,
we're
assuming you have multiple vehicles.
Right. Okay.
But we're just talking about the vehicle you would take.
I suppose.
If you needed to take a vehicle.
We're over an hour right now.
Already? Is it really 10 o'clock?
It's probably
oh my gosh, it's 10:16. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
How do we want to wrap this up?
I think there's one other thing. You get to take the first three items you see. First five items that you will take.
Five
essential items you're taking. That's what we're
and at. No food, obviously.
Yeah, not including
obviously because food you're gonna have to get anyway.
You have to forge for food. Saying like tools and like
tools or what were the first five items you take?
I'm taking my AR-15.
Okay.
Number one pick AR-15. Number two pick the ammo I have for the AR-15. Because we're not assuming ammo can be with guns, right?
Do you know how to use an AR-15?
Yes. I'm a very good shot with my AR-15. And I have I think I have a 7X scope on it that can go, it's like a 2 to 7X scope.
Okay.
Which is super nice.
Number three.
Okay, so, and I have like 1,000 rounds for it.
Which so you're taking?
I'm taking AR all the ammo and I'm taking the gun.
Okay.
Then I'm taking my combat knife.
Okay.
It's a very good pick. If I need to have close combat, it's very sharp. I can dispatch a zombie if I need to. Preferably not close range. But if it has to be close range, then that's fine. But the question is, like, how are the other people taking five items as well? Because then I can kind of not take like an axe and all those basic tools. I'm sure I can find
yours.
An axe.
You don't know what they're taking. What are you grabbing?
Okay, so
no matter what,
those three things that the gun, the ammo, the knife. I'm taking a hat.
A hat? What hat?
Honestly, hat. I'm taking my bucket hat.
Yeah,
I'm
bucket
taking
hat.
My bucket hat.
That's valid.
Because it keeps the sun on my face, keeps the sun off of me, kind of, you know, keeps my hair out of the way. Not that I have a bunch of hair right now, but
Looks
you
awesome.
Need a hat. Need a hat. And lastly, what else is there to take? A lighter would be so good.
I'm taking a lighter probably.
Oh my gosh.
You'd probably run out of fuel at some point.
True, you will. They're only get up to 3,500 lights.
Yeah.
That's a lot of lights.
When you're holding it, that is multiple. That's a lot of. That's like five lights in one. I'll take a watch.
Okay.
That's okay.
I've had a watch that's been running for over 10 years, so I'm sure, you know, I'll take it with. Or like a solar powered watch would be good too.
Tell time. Yeah.
Tell time. Because
I don't know why you need to be able to tell the time, really, but I guess
for your sanity.
Darkness, yeah, sanity. You got to know when it's going to get dark. You have to. Otherwise.
Other than the sun, you need to know, like, kind of.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, if you're inside and you need to know, like, what time it is, you need to know how much time's passed. You need to know if you have
to
go get something.
Yeah, a little more precise.
Right, more precise, which is very important. Like, you need to know timings. If you send someone in, wait this amount of time. If they don't come out, you have to go in and look for them. You need a clock. In some sort of way.
Yeah.
So those are the five items I would take.
Okay, Cal.
Okay.
What are we taking?
I would take a bow.
Good pick.
For first item. Okay. And does the bow come with arrows or otherwise I'll do the arrows separately?
You have to take the arrows.
Got it.
Yeah.
So I'll do the bow and then the second item I'm doing the arrows.
Okay.
How many arrows?
A quill of arrows.
Okay. You can reuse arrows.
A quiver?
Yeah.
So, a quiver is what you're saying?
Quiver.
A quiver.
Is that what it's called?
Arrows?
Right.
A quill?
Right.
I'll take a quill.
Sorry.
Okay, but then also. You can also make arrows.
Yeah.
Right, but
that would just be a pain.
But these are gonna be like good arrows.
Well, yeah, but they can still break though.
But But I got a quiver of them.
Yeah, but what is that, like 30?
I don't know.
It's enough for now. You keep going.
You got keep it. Going.
So I do a bow and then quiver. And then I do a hunting knife. I feel like I got to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The axe hatched ID you had was good. So I think I'd take an axe for my fourth item. And then for a fifth item. Oh, could I figure out how to light things without a lighter and matches or a flinted steel? Like, I feel like.
The nether.
A quiver would hold around 25 to 30 arrows.
Oh, that's
fine. That's a lot.
That'll, like.
Yeah, but you can go through that in a very short period of time. And that's assuming they don't break on a skull.
I'd take something. A fishing rod.
A fishing. Oh, that's a good pick.
Portable fishing rod or just a normal fishing rod?
I think any fishing
rod. Any fishing rod is a good fishing rod.
Yeah, but I'm just saying for like.
Do some like fold up, you mean?
Yeah, like a foldable.
Oh, most,
yeah.
Most fishing rods do.
I would do that, something like that.
Because if you take like a random, like just long fishing pole, that's going to carry.
Yeah, my grandpa's fishing rod that's like this. Yeah, doesn't fold down.
So those would be my five items, all revolved around hunting and foraging.
That's fair. But you can always make a fishing rod.
Bow, arrows, hunting knife, axe, fishing rod.
Okay. Those are good options.
Yeah. Okay. Me, I would go sort of the same route. I would go my bow with a quiver of arrows. We don't have a lot of ammo, so I doubt my dad. And we only have a handgun, so I doubt that. As good as that is, I would still take the bow over that. I would take a watch, my watch, which is good. It's good enough. It's been working for a while. I'd also take a lighter, probably. I don't know. It's for me, would the watch be better or the lighter be better in this situation?
Well, you can always find. I feel like you can find more lighters than watches.
I suppose you could find lighters. So
in that case, I would take my bow, quiver, watch, my satchel, backpack, and my Bible.
I was going to say Bible as well. And I think I'd probably do a lighter. I think it would be fun to just have a blank book. That I could write in. So I feel like that would be sweet to chronicle your journey and just stuff. A notebook. That would be so cool.
Just have ancient text.
Yeah.
Ancient text.
I'd probably do an axe because you could use an axe for a bunch of things. It's just got tons of uses.
True.
And probably still need something for hunting would be nice. Yeah, I'd probably just go with a fishing rod because I can't do a bow and arrows because that'll be two more things.
True. Well, I feel like you could just make fishing rods too.
Even with a stick.
It's really use a net. Just all you need is really.
That's true. A net would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of a Bible I can find in a library. I'm sure I can find one. Yeah, I can find.
But I like my Bible is essential to me. So. Yeah.
No, that's fine. You can take that with you. I just feel like I could find one. Rather than if I can only take five items, I
mean, you could find any of these items that we've chosen so far, but
it's within relative within your house. What are you taking from your house with you immediately? Those are the five items that you believe.
I think the Bible's a good pick that you guys had thinking about that. But I guess I just think it's funny we could find any of these items anywhere else, and nobody decided. Oh, I want a picture of my family. I want. Something that I can't take.
I'm taking
take with
my
me.
Mom and my dad.
You're already taking
your siblings are gone though. Like, don't you want to remember anything about them?
What are I had siblings? What?
You also do have you do have your phone for the limited amount of battery space you have left.
No, I can charge it.
That's
on the
true.
Way
you out. Do start with your phone.
Well, and also you can power it off, and it's not. You can power it off completely.
Hey, as
it's
long
still,
as.
Still lose
as long as your car works slowly, as long as your car works you can charge your phone
exactly
get a solar powered charger
You could also do that.
Just find one on the side of the road.
I mean, my dad has battery packs that are solar powered, and we can just charge our stuff on that.
Yeah, solar energy would be
rechargeable
so sweet
batteries.
If you could use it.
Rechargeable batteries would be
rechargeable
so clutch.
Batteries are also good.
Yeah. So clutch
a lot
for
of
radios. So clutch for
radios would be sweet. Actually,
the hand crank radio.
Yes,
the transistor radio I have. It'd
those
be insane.
Would be so useful.
Cranking down the highway, just
making my way downtown. Yeah. See, these are all good items that we just you don't think about.
Yeah. In the moment, those would. Just be instincts. That's why I decided to spring it up in the moment, because those are instincts to what you're taking.
I would also just take my gun because it's like really easy self-defense.
Yeah.
Really easy. Compared to a knife or a bow and arrow, that takes so much time.
I didn't
a gun, I just
self-defense,
In my opinion, I have my quiver probably on my back, right? I have my bow in hand.
When's the last time you shot a bow and arrow?
Like a week ago.
How accurate are you?
Let's get some practice shots in.
What are you going to do?
Do you have time to go receive your arrows?
Yeah, you're not shooting them miles away.
Okay, but how many zombies are there?
You're gonna shoot them This is once you get to where you're staying.
Yeah.
You farm and practice shooting.
Exactly. Yeah, like, and also, we can if we're going to eventually find machine guns for Calvin's armor-powered car, I'm sure we could find more arrows.
Yeah, you would. Just like we'd find more ammunition, just like we'd find more axes.
I'm snagging the
boombo
from Fortnite.
The boombo from Fortnite. That'd be sick.
All right. We want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I think we...
Yes, let's wrap it up. Nice.
The name of our title should be Our Survival Guide.
Survival Guide with the boys.
I just remembered we didn't introduce ourselves this episode.
All right. Yeah. Episode.
Let's wrap it up now then.
All right.
Thank you guys for watching.
Thanks for listening, guys. Tune in next week or whenever we decide to upload another episode, which might never happen. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.